state law, established the impossibility to prosecute crimes perpetrated by public officials and military personnel on political grounds or in the carrying out their duties or in the context of following orders under the dictatorship. This law was challenged before the Supreme Court, and in May 1988, decided a majority of 3 votes against 2 to reject the application for inconstitutionality. In 2004, we had a new writ, and once again, the application for inconstitutionality was rejected. In 2009, the court changed its position on the law, on the Clean Slate Law, and declared it to be unconstitutional. Independently of this, and beyond the fact that the jurisprudence was said that the Clean Slate Law was unconstitutional, the possibility to prosecute the crimes was limited by the impossibility to apply retroactively the law. That is why, with that purpose, we adopted in 2011 Law 18031, which prohibits the computing of the time frame of the limitations as of the time of the commission of the crime, and established that the crime of crime against humanity. This new law was challenged also in the Supreme Court, as a result of which there were a number of different outcomes depending on the different levels of intervention. So until last year, the Supreme Court of Justice, by majority, took it that the norm was unconstitutional. This new law was unconstitutional. However, this year the court, also by majority, ruled that the law 18,831 was constitutional and therefore fully enforceable. Mr. Quesada also asked a question on a number of prosecutions and convictions of persons because of crimes committed under the dictatorship. Since 2018, which is when we have data from the prosecutor, specialised in this matter, 48 proceedings and 10 convictions. 48 and 10. We have the data, the details of each case, and we can send the details to you. Finally, with regards to the question put by Ms. Abdorrochol on the issue of the Castiglioni case. This case, as you say, is classified and the judiciary held it in an abhorrumi. So this is a specialized unit within the judiciary dealing with military cases from the dictatorship. And our aim is to digitize all of the case files from the time to ensure that these case files are preserved and not destroyed. So they are currently being considered by Uruguayan courts. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, says the head of the delegation. I'm now going to refer to... Apologies, Marina, you wanted the floor.
Muchas gracias. Bueno, continuando un poco con el tema de la...